I went on as before, you know. Okay. And when I got bad last time, I went to my doctor and he said he'd send me to a specialist. And she said she'd have to do a kidney biopsy. It was attacking my kidneys. So she did that and put me on a massive dose of cortisone, so big, you know, 60 milligrams a day, that I was gaga and I couldn't walk straight.
This was in the 50s?
No, this was four years ago.
Oh, recently.
That's how it's changed.
Really?
The cortisone I had to take in 1957, I had to go to bed for a fortnight while I was taking it. This time I took 60 milligrams a day and I didn't have to go to bed. But I was completely gaga. And I'd been in hospital 10 and a half weeks. And they let me come home. They didn't expect me to live, of course.
Really?
Mm. And I got better.
Oh, is that good?
And I'm still on prednisolone, that's the cortisone, 7.5 milligrams a day. And she says I shouldn't get the lupus anymore.
Mm.
So I think I'm very lucky.
So it's good that they have more medical knowledge now than in those days.
Mm. But they still don't seem to be diagnosing it. They don't know what's wrong with them.
And
I've heard of a lot of people lately who've had lupus diagnosed.
And were there dental services in the area here when you came to?
Mm.
There was a dentist. You didn't have to travel.
One dentist been here nearly as long as we have.
Oh, really?
There's half a dozen dentists now, but there was only one then.
And what about industry? The industry that grew up in the area, was that it started mostly during the war, I suppose, with the
munitions.
And since then, more industries have moved into the area.
Yes, out in the area, out in the buildings that the government made available, and they built a new factory area.
Uh-huh. So there's more or less, what sort of industries are they there?
Oh,
not heavy industry.
I don't think you'd call them heavy, no. I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. And so did you have any family living nearby for helping you with your children when they were little?
Len's parents lived at Westmead and his father retired and then came up to work with Len. He had been overseer of works at Holroyd Council and he came up and helped Len. But my parents lived at St. Susie.
So they were too far away to be...
Well, it was a bit of an effort with the steam trains, you know.
Yes. So how did you manage for if you were ill or if any of the children were ill or anything like that, or if you needed a babysitter? Did you rely on neighbours or friends?
Mm. I didn't use a babysitter. Janet was 8 months old when I came here. I didn't need a babysitter.
So you either didn't go out much or you took her with you when you did. And did you go to much theatre or to concerts or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Or movies?
Well, there was no picture show. They had pictures in the Protestant Hall on the highway on Saturday afternoon for the kids, and then they didn't build it. It was all to the shop, I think, for a picture show in Queen Street, Crown Theatre they called it, which lasted for 15 years, they started it just 2 years before TV.
Oh.
And it lasted 15 years, which was pretty good, I think.
Yes.
And that was mostly used as a Saturday afternoon.
Did your children go there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did they? There wasn't a swimming pool here, or a public swimming pool, or anything.
Not
like
for
that.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's here now was built. Oh, I'm not sure what year, but fairly recently.
Mm-hmm. And so, did you go on picnics or to the beach anywhere?
Oh, we had a house at Palm Beach.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. We used to go down there every Christmas for Christmas. And it had been owned by Lynn's people since 1930.
Mm.
And then we went down there at Christmas every year.
In the school holidays. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a nice change then.
Mm.
And so when the place started to develop, when the population increased and more houses were built and the land was subdivided, how did you feel? Did it make you feel any different?
Different from what?
From before, when it was more open and less built up.
Oh, no, I liked it.
You liked it as it was?
No,
or
I
liked
it.
Mm. You liked having more people around you? Mm. Yeah.
Not that so much, but I liked to see the development. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, I was attached to it. It was Lynn's work.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And so you think that the shopping area has been improved? And
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm.
No comparison.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you had neighbours all around you in the 50s and 60s. You moved up here in the 60s, didn't
62.
You?
62.
Yes.
Yes, well, we had no neighbours then, really.
Didn't you?
There were only two other houses here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others started to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Come.
And you've got a nice park, area of parkland just near you.
Mm-hmm.
Here. That was foresight, wasn't it, to leave that like that? And this road just nearby, Stapleton Road, is it, or Stapleton
Parade?
Parade. Is that
named after Lynn,
your husband?
Mm-hmm. As the first engineer of St Mary's Council, they'd never had an engineer till they appointed him after the war,
mm-hmm.
And the first engineer of the expanded area. After the amalgamation.
Mm.
So they named it after him.
So he must have been quite instrumental in the changes that took place here then.
Oh, yes.
Building the area.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Must have been very busy in that period. And was there a lot of housing commission development here too?
Yes.
In this area?
A lot of it's been sold. People who lived in the housing commission houses in the beginning have since bought them.
Mm-hmm. So I suppose it was quite exciting for you to be part of the development.
Mm.
Yeah.
We were invited to travel up on the first electric train and had lunch in the what's now the Kew Theatre, the Railway Institute then.
How was it?
With Mr. Carl. Who
Carl Expressway came. And I suppose you had to attend lots of community functions and that sort of thing, did you, with your husband?
Oh, we always attended the mayoral ball, and I attended the two church balls, the Church of England and the Catholic. And what other balls have I attended? And Lynn joined Rotary in 1940. He came here in 45, 46. About 49 he joined Rotary, I think. Mm-hmm. Penrith Rotary just started. Mm-hmm. He joined Penrith Rotary. And the following year I joined Penrith Inner Whirl. And then St Mary's formed their own Rotary Club and then transferred to it. I was a charter member of St Mary's Rotary Club and I transferred to St Mary's Inner Whirl Club the next year. I've been president of it twice. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed the company of the other mm-hmm. members of Inner Whirl very much.
So that's been quite a big activity.
Oh yes, that's been one of the main activities.
Mm. And what about, do you belong to any other community organisations?
We formed the St Mary's Historical Society.
Oh, yeah.
And then the president and I'm the research officer, but we're pretty nearly the whole historical society now, because they were all older people, or they weren't old when they joined, but they got older, mm-hmm. and they don't. Two of them have died, and they don't want to come to night meetings. So we don't meet. We just handle it by telephone now.
So you don't actually hold meetings?
No.
Mm. Is there no younger people interested in coming along? What about the local churches in the area?
There was only one church in the beginning, that was St Mary Magdalene. It was built in 1840. Mm-hmm. We had the 150th anniversary in 1990.
That's Anglican, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. The Roman Catholics had a priest here. The history is a bit vague. I've written his account of his life in one of my books. And I don't suppose you want it. But
I'd like to have a look. Have a look at that later.
I wrote this one for the first book and then photostatted it and did the drawing, and it contained a very brief history of St Mary's.
Oh, I'd love to have a look at that.
And council, a few years later, said they wanted to put it out as a textbook. So I gave them permission and gave them the copyright, and they published it as that book.
Oh, South Creek St Mary's, from village to city. I'd be fascinated to read that.
David Trist, a very brief history of St Mary's from the beginning. Mm. And there was nothing published on St Mary's, nothing. So after I wrote that one, I thought, well, I'll keep on going. So I wrote on six women, and I had the life of four of them reproduced together recently. They're Hannah Josepha King, the governor's wife, who lived out on the, she didn't live there, but she was given a grant of land out north St Mary's. Mm-hmm. And then Harriet Lethbridge King, her daughter-in-law, she married Philip Parker King, and lived on Dunheveg station. And she was a wonderful woman. And then she went back to England with Philip Parker King when he finished his explorations. She had three boys, and the fourth boy born on board his little ship came back to England. She had four little boys on that ship going back to England. She had two more boys in England. And he went off to survey the coast of South America, Magellan Strait, and things like that. And she came out and lived on Dunheveg. And her seventh son was born a fortnight after she arrived. She had seven boys. And then there's Elizabeth Marsden, and then her daughter, Anne Marsden Hassel. And I had those four bound together because they are connected with St Mary's history. And two others I wrote, Sarah Maria Sutter.
Farmer George's wife.
Yes, George Sutter, came and brought a garden out on board a ship for Joseph Banks. And they were all dead when we got here. And Rose de Freycinet, this one I wrote purely for myself. She was a French woman.
Who was she?
Rose de Freycinet. And her husband was a surveyor, and he came out here twice. Once in 1804 with Baudin's expedition, and then in 1817 with his own expedition, and she stowed away and came with him. So I knew nobody would be interested in that, but in St Mary's, but I did.
You had to write.
Yes. And then I did Old Times, Old Tales, which is a story of some parts of St Mary's history. For instance, the naming of the streets of what do you call up there?
Glossop.
Glossop Street. I didn't know why it was called Glossop Street until I did that.
Do you know about the railway? No, why?
He was the captain of the Sydney when she sank the Emden.
Oh, really?
And they named all the streets after the battleships.
Really?
People thought they were after the capital cities, but they weren't. They were after the battleships. That's...
Penny Dawson.
What's that?
The Inns and Innkeepers.
Oh, the next chapter.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
So
and all the
naming streets just after the First World War out here then.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And the other streets, the few little streets up there that the name later were after VCs, Australian VCs, Victorian cross holders. And they named some up in the War Service homes. On the other side of the highway, they named after Greasers too. I told
Charles Hackett.
That's Charles Hackett.
And the old wool packet. Does that still flood now?
Mm.
Does it? Mm. Oh, it's very interesting. I'll have a better look at that later. There's the church. Mm. It's a lovely old church. Did you go up there to that church?
Mm-hmm.
And did you find the church was... played a big role in the community in those days?
Yes. Mm. And then I wrote this one. That's a more general history of St Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the bicentennial year I wrote about 11 ships came sailing.
Oh, you've been busy.
Yes. History of the First Fleet, its journey out, what happened to all the ships out here, and then the journey back. As it got back.
When did you start to write these books?
About 1980.
Oh. So you were looking for something to do?
No, Len's work was so interesting. He was cutting up the old grants and the old subdivisions, and I found they were very historical.
And you wanted to know more about
I started them. Looking into the history of them, and I realised it was a whole history here, never been written about.
That's wonderful that it's been documented now, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, it's appreciated now. Nobody took much notice for a while, but lately they've been... And I did this one, Reverend Robert Lethbridge King. He was the fourth child of Anna Josepha King. And he was the brainy one of the family, and they sent him to Cambridge University. When he came back, he was... rector of St Philip's Church in Sydney, and then St John's Church in Parramatta, and then he was made the principal of the More Theological College. And I said in the introduction, what did I say? He was a boy who lived in St Mary's when he was a child.
Oh, did he?
Yes. And I put in it, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he will not depart from it. Proverbs. he was very good. Then we did, Len and I did the 150 years history of St Mary Magdalene Church.
Oh my goodness. We've certainly been very busy in the 80s and 90s.
And then I got cataracts.
Oh, did you?
Had them out.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't see again, but I can't write with my hand.
Ah, yes.
So I type.
Do you? Yeah. I noticed a picture of the horse and carriage here, or horse and sulky.
Yes.
Early transport.
Yes.
Do you remember those days, or I suppose that was earlier?
That was earlier.
Yes.
The minister was. The minister had a car when he came here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really interesting. Oh, I'll have a look at all of those. And just see what else there is to. Did you have any keep any animals or?
Oh yes.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Pets, or did you keep
pets.
Cows and chooks? No, just pets.
We had a lovely dog, Australian Terrier, Jimmy. And he was killed in Queen Street one day.
Was there traffic?
No. No traffic then.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
The men laughed when they killed him.
Oh, really?
He was seen to be knocked by a car going on Queen Street. So we went and got another one, a female. Called her puppy. She lived to be 15.
Really, that's quite old, isn't it? And so, on reflecting what the place was like then and what it's like now, or how it changed after the war, do you think it's been for the better? And do you think it's made life easier for people living here? Or how do you feel about it?
Well, there's really no comparison. It's just a little village. Now it's a busy town. I think it's a good town. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are some very bad types about it.
Get them everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm. But, I like some areas.
And do you find it, now that it's bigger, that you don't know so many people when you go shopping and that sort of thing?
Oh. You'd be surprised the number that say hello to me.
Really?
I don't know who they are.
They know you.
And the first tannery started in 1857. Out on the end of what's now Page's Road, and then gradually more and more till there were 12 tanneries, two of them very big, Brell's Tannery on the Western Road and Thompson's Tannery just off the Western Road. And the Bennett wagons began to be built in 1878, and the brothers had a difference of opinion about something and separated and formed adjoining factories, and one built light wagons and the other one heavy wagons, and that became a very big industry. And only finished 1954, wasn't it? They weren't building
George,
wagons then, they were doing...
George, the one of the brothers, what got in on that?
Oh, so I haven't asked you about finance. How did you manage your finances back in the old days, in the 40s?
Had a bank account.
Yes.
And... called in and paid my grocery bill every week, and paid.
Were you in charge of the household finances, or was your husband?
He gave me the money and I spent it. Or saved it. Oh, there was no...
No credit or anything? No credit cards or plastic
nothing like that. I don't like them anyway. I use them a little bit, but nothing much.
So, I think that's about all. Is there anything else you can think of that comes to mind when you think about the way the place has changed and with the...
The high school.
Mm-hmm.
The high school here now.
Right.
And... But the high school's made a big difference. They used to have to go to Penrith High after they finished primary school. A lot of the people in their 60s here remember me teaching them at Penrith High. And because I'm 80, and I taught there in 1943. 40s we were married, weren't we?
You came here in 46.
1935 to 37 I taught at Penrith Intermediate High School, and some of the people here were in my classes.
Really?
Mm. But it's very different now having a high school here.
We couldn't get married.
And besides, I had to teach out my bond of 5 years with the department.
Oh, did you?
Mm. I didn't get an appointment straight away, but after the Depression, during the Depression, they didn't appoint anybody. Left us without a job at the beginning of the year. And I got a job in a private school. Gabriel's Girls' School, Waverley.
Oh, at Waverley. That's where I live.
Oh. Yeah, well, St Gabriel's is gone now. Mm. It used to be there. And I was resident French mistress there. Got it in March for a month. And at the end of the month, they made me permanent. And I said I'd stay till I got the department's appointment. And then I'd leave. And the department appointment came in September holidays. And it was fortnight on, fortnight off. At Darlington Girls Primary School.
Mm.
The first lesson was tables, about which I knew half a dozen tables, that was all. Mm-hmm. And the next was civics, about which I knew absolutely nothing.
What's civics?
I made it up, I think. Talking about the government and one thing and another, you know.
Mm.
I didn't know what civics were. Didn't know they taught it. I never learned it. And then I got West Wylong Intermediate High School.
And so with the high schools coming here, I suppose it's been a lot easier for the children not having to travel.
Oh, yes, yes. It's getting hard now because there are too many pupils. They've made St Mary's into a high school which takes only from year 9, I think it is, upwards. 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm.
Selected.
And they're still building it. And then there's Dunheved High School, which takes all years. There's one place up there, and one girl is in year 9 at St Mary's, but the younger sister's at the Dunheved High School. She couldn't go there. And St Clair. They have to travel quite a way.
Yes.
There's too many children.
So it's still an expanding population.
Yes.
It's still growing.
Mm. And Penrith now is a selective high school. They say it doesn't take anybody. You've got to get into it. Because when I went to high school, there were only 5 high schools in Sydney.
Two intermediate.
Sydney High I went to, and
did
Ford
you?
Street.
Ford Street.
St George.
Parramatta.
And North Sydney.
Five
high schools.
That high school.
Intermediate high schools were more, yes. there were two near Sydney Girls Hospital, Crown Street and Cleveland Street, that you had to sit for a high school entrance examination. And you had to pass it well to get to into high school.
Well, look, I think we have just about covered everything, and we're getting near the end of the tape. I've got the warning sign here, so thank you very much for your time.